If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Kurt Franklin sat down with Shannon Sharp and revealed some of his biggest struggles with God. I appreciate these sorts of conversations. They're refreshing, they're relevant, they're vulnerable, and I think there's a time and a place for us to discuss these sorts of things. And I love that Shannon Sharp, Club Shay Shay, is platforming a guy like Kurt Franklin. I think this is amazing, and I'm excited to hear what they talk about here. Let's jump into the clip. But before we get into that, guys, my name is Ruslan. This channel exists to encourage, empower, and inspire you to live a life that blesses God. If you're new here or if you're not new here, please hit that subscribe button. We're on the verge of 500,000 subscribers, and I would love to celebrate that with you.
I've even had my struggles with God. I've had my private struggles with God. I am a Christian that believes in the sovereignty of God. It means that I believe that everything God allows or God creates, that nothing passes to us that doesn't go through God's hands first. That God can either stop things or God allows things for a greater reason.
This is called the providence of God, the sovereignty of God. There's a spectrum here, right? So yeah. There's certain Calvinist leaning folks that, like, I would say take this to an extreme that I would disagree with on the soteriological conclusions, meaning that God not just predestines all things, but God also predestines everyone who would be saved, and then the next step will be double predestination, where God predestines everyone that will be saved and everyone that will go to hell. I don't hold to that, but I do believe in the sovereignty of God. I do believe in the providence of God, just not in a soteriological sense. So I love that Kurt Franklin is talking about this. I think this is an important distinction because Jesus is on the throne. He is king right now. All things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Go ahead.
Humble biblical view of the sovereignty of God. So God and his sovereign plan allowed me to be raised without my daddy. And my daddy lived 10 minutes from me the majority of my life. Not having a daddy, we know what the stats say. The stats will say a young child raised with his father and mother has a better chance of survival.
Absolutely.
We all know the stats,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So not having a child and not having a father, I got into a lot of trouble. Learned a lot of inappropriate ways of survival with women and sexuality and different things, and made a lot of mistakes, you know, to develop a lot of bad habits. Now, mind you, Mr. Rick was a kid himself.
Right.
He was a kid himself, but I didn't have a dad. God and his sovereign plan allowed that to stay away. In that, I developed some bad ways without having a male figure in my life, a mother figure, male figure in my life. And some of those ways, when I became a Christian, now God calls those things sin.
Mm-hmm.
But in his plan, he kept some things away that could have helped some things not turn into these bad sins that I struggle with. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So now there are things in me that God don't like, but also the things that he allowed.
He helped create.
So I've had my own private, and this is the first time I've ever said this, but I've never said this before. And God, me and God have had struggles. And somebody would say, well, you don't know what kind of man Mr. Rick was. You know, he could have been a bad influence. You don't know what kind of man Mr. Rick could have been if he had a response, if he would have had
the responsibility of having a son.
Because me and you as men know, them kids grow you up.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that you gotta now, you know, we don't know.
I don't remember the particulars, but I think he found out later that his dad, who we thought his dad, wasn't his dad. And he made a whole documentary about it. So I want to say Mr. Rick is his biological dad that didn't know he was his dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay. So he's saying, kids grow you up. What if my dad would have known he was my dad and then had the opportunity to be more active in my life, my biological dad? And who could he have become?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough, man, because my dad was 5 to 15 minutes for me my entire childhood, and I'd see him maybe once a year.
Yeah.
And he had other kids that definitely grew him up, but he wasn't around. Now, we've since reconciled and we're in a better place, right? And so I'll share a little bit about that in a moment, but I want to let Kirk finish cooking because I think he's getting at some really touchy, sensitive topics here. Go ahead.
transparent to say, I've privately struggled. I've had my war. Like, I'm quite sure everybody listening to me, if you've never had anything, you are like, God, why you take my mama? God, why you do this? If you've never had a war with God, you ain't never had no relationship with God.
Right.
Because if you got a relationship with God, you've had some wars with it.
Of course, there have been questions.
Yes, sir.
Dude, man, that's to know that private struggle.
So here's my question to Kurt, and I would love to ask him this someday. I don't know if you'd ever sit down with me, but it'd be amazing if we had a conversation. My question to him is, would he have grown up to be the same Kurt Franklin? Would he have been able to connect with as many people through his music and through his testimony had his dad not been in his life? See, I think sometimes we think that it's our success that attracts people. It's our stability that attracts people. But I think in the context of evangelism and in the context of being a witness, I don't think it's our success and our stability. I think it's our scars. I think it's our scars that connect with people on a deeper level. And so I'm certain that had my dad been there, I wouldn't have been assaulted. I'm certain that had my dad been there, I wouldn't have got into getting arrested and doing drugs.
I'm doing time.
I'm certain that I wouldn't have gotten addicted to.
Wow.
If my dad was to me what I am to Levi, all of that would have been avoided. But I don't think I would have been the same person. And I know for a fact that I wouldn't have been able to connect with people the same way when I am able to say, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand what it's like to be addicted to. I understand what it's like to be broken. I understand what it's like to feel like God doesn't love you because he allowed all this evil stuff to happen to you. I understand these tensions that many people go through, though I'm decades removed for it, and there's healing and restoration. And so I don't know if we would have had the same Kurt Franklin. I don't know if we would have had the same Kurt. I think we would have had a different Kurt. And I feel like in my life, if my dad was there, all of that could have been avoided, yet Romans 8:28 says that all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things. So it's not just my strength, my success, and my stability that's going to attract people. Maybe that'll attract other people that are successful, strong, and stable, mm-hmm. and give them some sort of better framework, right? It's kind of what we do on our Mastermind My Business channel, right? But the people that really need what we talk about here, which is an encounter with God and living a life that blesses God, oftentimes what's going to attract them is the struggle and the scars, right? And so sharing the scars with the hope to, hey, it took me a decade to learn how to conquer porn. Well, maybe it could take you 6 months because I can help you compress time by showing you my scars and then giving you what led to the success, the stability, and those things, right? So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
If Kirk Franklin would be the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not.
You don't think so?
No, 100%. I think you hit the nail on the head with the idea that people don't follow us for our successes. They don't follow you or Kirk Franklin for their successes. They follow you for your scars.
The brokenness, man. It's the brokenness that makes for something compelling.
Yeah. I mean, every great story, fiction or nonfiction, has brokenness in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I even think about my buddy Trizzle, who has his father, became a doctor, and now runs a massive fitness business, and he's a fitness influencer. His story is, I wanted to become a doctor and do something stable because I saw my family lose everything in the 08 recession. We lost everything, and then that led me to go down this path. And then, right? It's so interesting that even people who have their dad, usually it's the bad thing that happens to them that they go, I don't want to ever feel like this ever again, so therefore I'm going to make this change. Not having certain things can lead to certain struggles and compulsive behaviors and sin and habitual addiction and so on and so forth. And I think those things are not pleasing to God, yet God somehow allows those things. Paul Washer, and again, this is more of a Calvinistic perspective, but I remember Paul Washer saying, and this is very controversial, so forgive me, and I'm not even saying I agree with this. This is not me endorsing this sort of theology, but I remember Paul Washer saying, Brother Paul said, I believe, this is me quoting Paul Washer, I believe that God will allow certain sin to stay in your life to create a dependency and a brokenness so you remember how much you need the grace of God.
Darkness.
Which messed me up while I was dealing with addiction. I don't know if I needed that. I think I needed a I think I needed a more Joel Osteen. You can do it.
Yeah, I needed the 7 IMs from Joel Osteen.
I can break strong. Out of this.
I am can conquer. Capable.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
You know, Paul's Thorn, which we don't know if that was sin or not. You know, we don't know if Paul's Thorn was sin or not. So anyway, so like I've heard that framed, and I was like, oh, I don't know if God would allow certain sin to stay in your life and allow you to struggle with certain things to keep you broken and dependent on him. You know, it's dark.
Did it with Job.
That wasn't sin, though.
It wasn't sin.
Job wasn't sinning.
No, but he allowed brokenness into his life.
Yeah. There's a difference between allowing suffering and brokenness versus like, God's going to allow you to just deal with this.
Yeah, that's dark.
You know?
Darkness.
We see, according to the Bible, that prayer is extremely important in terms of us being transformed from the inside out when we get aligned with God's will. For the Christians watching this channel, I want you guys to implement these spiritual disciplines in your day-to-day life. And the only way I've been able to do this consistently is through writing down my prayers in a prayer journal that does a few things. One, it allows me to reflect and come to God humbly and ask him to move on my behalf. And two, it allows me to document my prayers, which ultimately helped me remember the very things that I was praying for and see the hand of God tangibly in my life when he answers them. So I would urge you, consider writing down your prayers. It could be in a blank notebook. It could even be on your phone. Or you could check out the one I personally designed and used for my own quiet time and spiritual discipline that I think will be a huge blessing. It's the exact structure and system that I've used for years to pray and be more consistent in my spiritual disciplines. You can pick yours up today by clicking the link in the pinned comment below. All right, I'll see you over there. Peace.